When a man goes to kill a king, he doesn't just go and stab him in the dark. He goes and he stabs him in front of the court so everyone can see. And that's exactly what you did, sis.
Why are you talking such nonsense, hey?
What nonsense? I heard this quote in a movie! You messed up. Minu! Minu!
Check if your dad's still inside, okay?
Hey, his shoes are here, Mom.
Then why doesn't he answer the phone? Oh my god!
Minu! Minu, dear.
Daddy?
Sure.
Isn't that Mom's interview?
I believe that management is something that comes naturally.
Daddy!
I mean,
what is this?
In your nature, I think. I think management.
I just asked Zora to record it for me, but she sent it home by post.
Where's Dad?
I don't know.
Very important. Very important.
I didn't mean to upset you. I swear to God. Come on.
Okay, stop talking already. I'm not in the mood.
Okay, just calm down.
I have a splitting headache, okay? Get my pills from the glove compartment.
Dad? Hey, Dad! Dad has killed himself! Ah! Nada's killed himself! He killed himself!
Uncle! Uncle! Call an ambulance! He's committed suicide! What's happened?
He's alive! Dad's alive! He's alive!
I've committed suicide! Why did you come back? Why don't you leave me alone? Just leave me alone!
What's wrong with you?
Who's committed suicide?
He was trying to kill himself by taking lots of pills and water. I saw it myself.
Akbar! Why are you doing this?
Because all I want is to be alone. Just let me be left in peace, would you? Does that require your management skills too, Mrs. Kirka?
Do you see what he's doing here?
Akbar, you are very simple-minded if you think committing suicide will buy you sympathy. Listen to me. No one gives a fig about your death. Trust me.
What are you talking about, Uncle?
Please, shut up. Look, even your significant other, who has lived with you for ages, will go back to her normal life after 2 weeks or 2 months, at most 6 months, of mourning. And these days, kids don't even wait till the end of the burial ceremony. They start tearing each other apart at the graveyard. Take a minute to think about it, then just do whatever you want.
What were all of you thinking? Do you think I'm so miserable and weak that I'll destroy myself over some nonsense? You're right, of course. I've already killed myself a long time ago.
Akbar! Akbar! Where did he go?
I killed myself when I let my wife, my friend of 27 years, my significant other, turn into my work partner and take advantage of my graciousness and think herself my boss. But it's over now. Yes, it's over now. I am not going to let you take everything from me with all your foolish comments. It's over, Manu, you hear me? You know what? If anyone is supposed to commit suicide, it should be you, not me.
I've heard this before. That's an old story. Don't you have something new to say to me?
Something new? You go back on that show and apologize to me and everyone else who had a hand in turning that restaurant into a top restaurant, okay? That's all I have to say.
You know I can't do that. That's not up to me.
They say the one who throws a snowball should be ready to be hit by one as well.
Oh, you're so annoying.
You may catch a cold, Akbar.
Be quiet. And don't you call me Akbar anymore. I'm Mr. Ali Magam.
Will you please keep your voice down? All the neighbors can hear you.
It's really embarrassing.
You two go and sit in the car.
Let them stay. Let them know who their mother is. Let them learn how to treat their spouse. It's time they see the truth, Mrs. Kirka!
You're going too far, Akbar. I'm warning you.
Mommy, but Dad is right to some extent. What you said was really, in fact, questionable.
Sarah.
Aha! So you're taking Dad's side, right? Is that it? Well, listen carefully, because I'll tell this story only once, and only once. I'm serious. Where were you when your father was searching everywhere for a job day and night? It's easy to pass judgment, but I've held his hand all along. And who helped him to get out of that dark cellar and into another one with enough room to move in? I ask you that! And who, may I ask, helped him to extend his business and gradually become the famous Akbar Ali Magam? Tell them, who was it, huh?
Shall I? Okay, then I don't want my wife to work in my restaurant.
Oh, really?
Yes, really. You heard right. You all heard me.
Do you understand what you're saying here?
Of For the first time in my life, I understand perfectly well what I'm saying.
Let me tell you that if all these years I had not helped you to save up right now instead of running a big restaurant, you would have had a small cafe in the slums. That's what you would have had. Or if you were lucky enough, you would have a cafe in Darbend Mountain like your friend. You ungrateful man, that's what you are, an ungrateful man.
Yes, you're right. Now that I think about it, I see how stupid I was to let a woman meddle in my affairs and take credit for everything. Oh, I see it all now. You want to be a hero. But in my restaurant, people don't need a hero. They want to eat good food and enjoy it, and that's something that I can do for them. And surely I don't need you. I can do that perfectly well on my own. On my own!
Listen to me, sir. Without me, you're just a chef. I'll prove it to you. When somebody relaunches a restaurant, they say under new management. They don't say under new chef. I'm surprised you don't know that by now.
You sound like some self-righteous egoist.
We'll see about that.
We'll see.
Let's go. We'll see about that.
We'll see.
Okay, we'll see. What are you doing up there spying on us like that? I'm talking to you! Why have you left the restaurant? Why have you come here?
Well, miss, we really couldn't wait.
What?
Well, you didn't come back and we... Well... Somebody has to tell us what to do, ma'am.
What are you talking about? After 40 years of making kebabs, you still need someone to tell you how to do it? What's wrong with you?
But you left the restaurant, too. It's already lunchtime. The restaurant is going to be crowded in no time.
You are both fired, the pair of you. Don't ever set foot in my restaurant ever again. Do you hear me? Let's go.
The hell with you. Fired. Fired.
Now what are we gonna do? I told you. Remember? I said there would be trouble.
What do you want? Why don't you leave me alone? I have nothing to do with you. Go away. Leave me alone.
I already told you, sir, we're not serving kebab today.
But I came to this restaurant just for a kebab.
I'm very sorry. There was a problem today, and the kebabs aren't ready. You're welcome to order something else.
No. Take this tray. I don't want it. You'd better put a sign on your door and tell everyone you don't serve kebab. That way we won't waste our time.
I'm very sorry.
The rice isn't ready yet. Stop calling the orders out.
Hey, guys. Who added salt to my stew?
Alireza.
Alireza, did you add salt to my stew?
Yeah. So what?
Shouldn't you ask before adding salt to my stew?
What are you talking about? Ask who?
You ask me! Nobody adds salt to my stew twice.
The guy who adds the salt should tell, not the guy who wants to add it.
What are you talking about? Adding enough salt to all the pots.
Well, how in the world should I know
that? You should have asked. Now we have to throw it out!
Uh, Then we have to throw them all out. I added salt to all the pots.
Are you kidding me?
Don't you have filet kebabs either?
Oh, God, I'm going crazy.
What did I say that you're getting so upset?
I'm sorry, ma'am. I wasn't really talking to you.
Who else is here? You're not giving food for free. You get paid for it.
I'm sorry. What would you like to order?
Nothing anymore. That's no way to treat your customers. I wonder what's going on here.
Farhad? Where on earth are you? Please, Farhad, one of you has to come home. Aunt Akram and Mr. Human have found out that Mom's not home. They said they're coming a few minutes ago. Oh my God, they're here! Please come help me!
Hello there, brother.
Hello there, sis.
I'm telling you, Akbar, I wish I was dead and didn't have to see you like this. Watch out, be careful.
I wish I were dead.
Don't say that, sis. What is it? Why are you on the verge of tears? What has happened?
How can you even ask what has happened? You look old. So old. I got really upset when I found out the news. I told Human, they're going to kill you. They're going to kill you.
Well, dear sis, that's the way life is.
Didn't I tell you to call Akbar and see how he's doing? How many times did I tell you?
Many times.
It's okay. Don't worry. It's cold. Let's go in.
No, I'm fine. I just came here to see how you were holding up.
I'm fine, sis. I'm fine.
You're fine? What's so fine about huddling in a corner? You may not have noticed, but your blood pressure is down. I've been part of your family for ages, and I know when you're fine and when you're not fine. Come, let's go to our house. Let's go. We'll take care of you. Come on.
Shireen, bring us some tea. Your Aunt Akram is here.
Hello. Oh my God. Has everyone left you alone? They've left you with that little girl? Oh my God.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Ha! I'm talking about what everyone is talking about. Akbar, I know how you feel deep inside. Minu hurt you very badly. She devastated you. I knew she would. How many times did I tell you that?
Many, many times.
You see?
Please, wait just a minute. Please, please, be calm. Please, just a moment.
Excuse me, will you please
it's
tell
on
me
its way, right away.
Killed our
what
appetite.
Is going on? We've been waiting for so long. We're
fine.
In a hurry.
Excuse me.
Go.
I gave them your order, but your food is not ready yet.
Mehdad. Don't stand there arguing. Go check if it's ready.
I just asked. It's not ready.
Can I have the bill, please?
Miss Matabi, please don't take any more orders. None of the food is ready yet.
What am I supposed to do with all these customers?
I just don't know.
Ghaffari. Ms. Ghaffari.
Yes.
Come here, please. Take my seat for a minute.
Arash,
I want to see what's going on in the kitchen.
Can I please have my bill?
We don't have kebabs today.
But I don't care for kebabs.
What do you want, then?
Listen to me. Why aren't you sending out the food? I'm talking to you! All the customers are complaining!
So let them complain.
What's that mean? We have taken many orders.
Well, you shouldn't have.
Miss Matabi, please don't interfere in what goes on in the kitchen. It's much more complicated than you think.
Yes, Miss Matabi?
Hello, ma'am. Where are you?
What's wrong?
The kitchen is in total chaos.
The customers want kebab, and we don't have any kebab. Everyone's complaining.
Okay. Don't lose control, and don't take orders for kebab. I'll be there in a few minutes.
Just sit tight and wait till I arrive.
Okay, ma'am.
Okay.
Who was it, ma'am? Was it Miss Matabi?
Tell me, why didn't you come to the restaurant today?
Because I wanted to prepare a special lunch for my dear daughter. A special food called Naz Khatun.
Naz Khatun?
Oh, yes. It's a very delicious dish, and I'm absolutely sure you will love it.
Give me my money! Someone ordered this about an hour ago. As you can see, it's a delivery order.
What about my order?
No. What about you? Take a seat. No, wait for the cashier. Talk to her. Number three!
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully. We don't have kebabs today. Nothing at all. Done!
I don't want to come out.
I'm going to change that sign. Just wait and see about that.
Excuse me, ma'am.
What?
Nothing. I just wondered if Essie and Rahmat came to your house.
Yes, they did. And then they got what they deserved, okay?
Right, ma'am.
They're never allowed to set foot in my restaurant again, ever!
But Miss Matabi has taken several orders for kebabs. The customers are complaining.
You just do your job!
All right.
So what are we going to do?
Just be careful what you do in front of the customers.
Sadra, let's just leave. It doesn't matter. Just let it go.
Let it go? They should serve food that's edible.
Oh my God, what a mess.
What's going on here?
See what you're giving to your customers?
I'm not hungry.
Kids, you go and see what the customers want right away.
Hello, ma'am. What took you so long?
Hi, what's going on, Miss Matabi?
What can I say? You should go ask the kitchen yourself.
What's wrong, sir?
Who are you?
I'm the manager of the restaurant.
Excuse me, how many managers work here?
Only one, and that's me. Why, what is it? What's the problem?
The problem? What kind of fava rice are you serving your customers? The rice isn't even cooked. The beans are raw and crunchy. Eat some of it and see what you're giving to people.
You're right, sir. I apologize. Miss Matabi, change their food, please.
With what, ma'am? There's no food.
What do you mean?
I'm so sorry, sir. We have a minor problem in the kitchen today. I will ask them to bring you your
so
food right away.
So far, all we've had is excuses. We just want to eat food.
Come to those who ridicule and laugh at the prophets. This is not something you want to do.
Arrest and question any stranger who sets foot in the city, do you understand? I don't want one word spoken without our guards hearing and recording what was said.
At a time when sadness and futility reigned, everyone hopes for salvation.
For years, the rabbis at this temple, including myself, have anxiously awaited the arrival of the Messiah.
Has he been born yet?
He has. I heard his cries with my own ears.
The child that I wanted to devote to you has turned out to be a girl.
The boy we await will be a great man. However, he has to be born to a great and pious mother. A woman even more virtuous than you, Hannah. The promised Messiah will be born to your daughter.
She is your servant, your humble servant. This is Mary.
A holy girl, a holy woman, a holy child.
God knows there is no other human being like the girl in your arms. She has greatness within her. Much more greatness than anybody realizes, my dear.
No girl has ever served in a temple. No female has ever entered this holy place.
The Chosen One.
Well, Zachariah, I heard you're making a hut in the temple for Mary.
Is it possible that Mary could someday be Christ's mother?
Whatever may happen to your daughter is God's will. The health and well-being of every person rests in His hands. I can only pray for your child and her health. The voice said, God has chosen you, Mary. It called out my name. Along with the name of three other women, that voice was so beautiful. Oh, Grandfather, the way it said those names.
The Christ will come and abolish these money-loving hypocrites who would keep them in bondage. He will loose their bindings.
How can we be expected to speak to a newborn baby?
Saint Mary, coming soon on iFilm.
Dad, stop doing that. Stop looking at me. Continue to work while I take my photos.
Okay.
Are you trying to tell me how to cook?
If you were a real cook, you'd start to make the head chef soup. You wouldn't be just sitting around doing nothing.
Oh, come on, come on, people.
You shouldn't be talking.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, Miss Matabi. Listen to me. If anyone's unsatisfied with their food, give their money back and apologize to them at once. Said, I want you to ask Musa to put up the food sold out sign on the door. Shut it down.
I keep telling you,
you don't you mess with
another guy.
You can't scramble eggs.
Yeah, I'm gonna get
What's wrong with you? Are you trying to discredit me? Are you trying to discredit me and the restaurant? What's wrong with you? Are you conspiring? What are you trying to do? Ruin me? Disgrace me? Well, dream on. You're ruining yourselves, not me, not me! You showed how useless you are! Who cooked the fava rice? I'm talking to you! Who cooked the fava rice?
It was getting late and I wanted to do something, ma'am.
Ali, get out of my sight! Which one of you knows how to cook fava rice? None of you knows how to do something so simple as that?
Yes, ma'am. I can do it.
I want you to keep an eye on them. I don't want to see another problem in the kitchen.
Yes, ma'am.
You? That's just what we needed. Go ahead.
What's the big idea,
pal? I don't care. I
want
to speak to the man.
Who's
going to
give me all food and
I don't care.
Ask her.
I keep telling you, man.
Do not get me angry.
Okay.
Of all my support, all the things that I've done.
Everyone listen. Please get up now. Stand in a line in front of the cash register.
Mrs. Alimagam.
I'm Kerika, ma'am. What can I do to help
Mrs.
you?
Mrs. Kerika. I came here today to order some kebabs,
but
they say
we're not serving kebab today?
What does that mean? I've been waiting here for 2 hours. My guests are on their way.
But the restaurant didn't serve kebab today at all.
Oh, what does that mean? A restaurant is supposed to serve kebab.
We had a problem in the kitchen today, and we're closing the restaurant. I'm sorry for the inconvenience.
But why?
Do I have to explain the reason to you, too?
You boasted so much about your management skills in your interview, and yet you can't even satisfy your customers.
Where are you going? Are you okay?
No. I'm going to get some fresh air.
I'm coming with you. Wait, sis.
Now close your eyes. Are they closed?
Yes.
Now open them.
Wow, thank you. It's so beautiful. Don't touch anything until I take pictures, okay?
Thank you.
Your phone is ringing. Aren't you going to answer it? I think it's the producer of that show. Would you like me to answer it? Maybe I should ask her to let you two have an opportunity to talk it out on the show, huh?
No, there's no need for that.
Do you understand what you are doing, Minu? Right now, you should be in the restaurant taking care of all of the customers. But instead, you're sitting here in the park, sitting on a swing like a child. Is that your way of managing this?
I don't know. I'm not in the mood to talk. Didn't you see how upset the customers were today at the restaurant? One day, just one day. Absolutely nothing went well. And they criticized me so harshly. Why are people like that? Tell me that.
Minu, dear, the customers pay for the food. They have a right to have high expectations. All right. Should we go to the restaurant now? Are you feeling any better?
No. Let's just go to Dad's house.
Dad's house? Okay. But don't you forget that you started this little game of yours. You know that you'll have to give an explanation to our parents.
I suggest we'll wait here until they fall asleep. Then we'll sneak into their house and... I guess I'll think of something by tomorrow. My brain isn't working right now.
How can we sneak into the house? I had a big argument with Dad and I don't want to go back in there.
Aren't you gonna help me to stop this mess? You're fighting with Dad every day.
You're going too far. I just haven't found the suitable person I want to spend my life with, okay?
All right. Start again. Do whatever you like. Wait until you even get older than you are right now.
Well, dear sister, you don't need to worry about me, okay?
Aren't you gonna make a copy of those keys to Dad's house? When are you gonna do it? When?
I made one last week. But as you know, every time Dad and I have a fight, he changes all the locks.
What can we do now?
Nothing. We'll do what you suggested. But like you said, we'll have to wait until both of them go to sleep. But please, if we do happen to get caught, make up a good excuse. I can't tell my parents that their daughter missed her dolls in the middle of the night and decided to drop by just to see them, okay?
Are you sure, honey? Leave that to me, Manoj. Manoj. Swing me, darling.
Aunt Akram and Mr. Human came to take Dad away.
Where to?
To their house. If I wasn't there, they'd have taken him away.
Why did they come here out of the blue like that?
I have no idea.
Sarah?
Yes, Daddy?
Could you come here and help me, please?
Okay, I'm coming.
Sarah, be careful. Don't say anything that might upset him even more.
Don't worry, okay?
Dodge his questions. Just tell him you don't know anything. Don't tell him anything.
Okay.
Did you have dinner at the restaurant?
No, we left before the food.
I want you to take care of the salad. Wash your hands first, then chop the mushrooms. Then I'll tell you what to do next.
Yes, sir.
What's up? Are they still awake?
They are.
Time's passing so slowly.
I think Mom's cleaning up the house again.
What's wrong?
Mrs. Mabube is standing at the window. I don't want that nosy woman to see us.
So, tell me, how was the restaurant, dear?
It was pretty good, like always. No, not like always. It was a little bit crowded. And, the kitchen to some extent was in chaos. We didn't have kebabs. And the customers were a bit, well,
Wow, smells good.
How are you, Mr. Ali Magam? You've worked hard. Smells really good. What are you cooking, Dad?
Chicken scallop with a variety of side dishes.
Do you need any help?
That's okay.
Dad, why are you making Western food tonight?
How much did the restaurant make today?
How much? Well, we came home and we didn't wait for the total. Do you want me to call and ask Miss Matabi?
You didn't count and want to ask Miss Matabi, eh? No need to trouble yourself. I've already called her and asked her myself.
Ask who? Miss Matabi?
Mark my words, your mom will gradually learn who made that restaurant prosperous. The manager or the head chef?
Manuche, wake up. I think they're finally asleep. Look, the lights are out.
Are you sure?
Yes, get out.
Can you still give me a boost?
You're a bit heavy, you know, but... Well, it's worth a shot.
Okay, then. Let's do it now.
Has Mabube gone?
Yes, I think so.
Oh, you should go on a diet! How much do you weigh, Manuch?
I haven't weighed myself in a while.
Manuch, you remember that easy way down?
Yeah. Just don't rush me, okay?
Be careful, huh?
All right, all right.
Okay, good job. Manuche. Manuche.
Shit!
Are you hurt? What's happening? Why don't you answer me?
Minu! Please check the house number.
Are you crazy? If you lost your mind?
I think we've got the wrong house.
Why don't you open the door?
Here. Drink this, it'll refresh you.
Mom, tell me, what is that big dog doing here anyway?
What can I say? Mr. Mosny went on a trip and asked us to keep the dog here tonight. His brother-in-law will take it to the vet. It's sick. People bring us only their troubles.
Will you stop pampering her? You've ruined these children with your soft touch, I tell you.
What are you talking about? Instead of shouting at us all here, call up your son-in-law and tell him how we feel about him for doing this to our daughter after so many years.
I shouted at you? I shouted at you? You want me to call him and tell him what? Tell him what? Akbar is right. Didn't you hear what your dear daughter said on TV? A bunch of nonsense. I heard what you said on TV. How could you say something like that after living together for all these years and raising four children? How could you? I'm ashamed of you.
What did I say, Dad? Mom, I think I'd better leave right now. Then Dad'll calm down.
Where will you go? It's late.
I don't know. I'll go to a hotel or something. I'll sleep at the restaurant. I don't know.
Don't worry, dear. You woke him up. He'll calm down.
I won't.
He heard us.
I'm not going to calm down this time. You have spoiled your children. You ruined them completely. Wasn't that one enough? He went away and she replaced him. You see? It's your spoiled son. Go then. You're still here? You're still here? Are you still down there?
Dad, please tell me what to do. Is Minu coming or not? I don't know whether to stay or to go.
You'll have to take her back with you.
Manoj, have you had dinner?
I don't want anything. You know, you act like this, and then you wonder why your kids run away from home all the time, okay?
Minu will stay here. Where are you going tonight? Do you have enough money?
I don't care. Do as you please. I don't want you to say, Dad threw me out.
Dad, I won't say anything. I am leaving of my own accord. Are you satisfied? I am leaving of my own accord. So there. Nobody cares anymore anyway.
You see? I kept telling you this would happen one day, but you never believed me. See what happened?
What? What happened?
You see your children? If my wife had said those things, I would have divorced her.
Today was a catastrophe. I broke my diet again and I've run out of diet pills. Mom and Dad had a big fight, and Mom left home in a rage for the first time in 27 years. They'd always been kind to each other. I think Mom is to blame for saying those things. No, I think it's Miss Keika Vusi's fault for suddenly appearing in our lives. But I'm sure Mom can't leave without the restaurant, and we'll be there tomorrow morning. I pity Uncle Manusher. When he got back from Grandpa's house, he said they were fighting, too. I hope everything goes back to the way it was.